back to Jim Carr's Sports Talk.
Hi, Jim Carr again. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, nobody there, you know. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know.
Oh.
Like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
The Chiefs are at home tonight against Cyanusport at the War Memorial at 8. Good seats are still available.
Scientists are running around looking for the monkey, but he can't be found because he's down by the pond playing hockey with the kids.
This is episode number 60 of the Mile High Show. I am Matt Santos, and we are recording in the arena at Prescott Valley Event Center, which formerly Tim's Toyota Center here in Prescott Valley, the former home of the Arizona Sun Dogs. Now, the Arizona Sun Dogs were a CHL, a minor league hockey team that was based here for a number of years, from 06 till, I don't know, a couple years ago. I was the team photographer for them for most of that time. Covered them for the local media the year that I wasn't, and then they hired me in as the team photographer soon after. So I was here in this arena a lot, you know, 35 or so nights a year, and I got to know the staff in the arena, got to know the players as they came and went, and got to know a couple of the people we're going to sit down with and talk tonight, including Cat Fischitelli, who was an employee of the team and then moved into an employee of the arena. He's still at the arena. And Jim Cabral, owner of Gabby's Kitchen and Gabby's Grill, where we've recorded episodes of the Mile High Show in the past. He runs the concessions here under Kitchens, Inc. And we'll sit down with both of them, swap some stories about the Sundog days, and see where we're going, if we're going to get another franchise in here. And I also sat down with my good friend and former helper assistant. I used to tell people she was my boss and she didn't pay me well enough, but in fact she was a great help to me and a right hand here, Miss Josie Greer, who came in and joined me for a little bit of chat. So stick around, it'll be fun. Check us out, milehighshow.com and Mile High Show on iTunes. Tune in and Stitcher every Monday, and now also every Wednesday. We've gone up to twice weekly from our once-a-week show. And another score. Oh, my goodness. ASU, 3-0. Stick around, listen in, and have some fun.
On hockey days across this land, hockey moms and hockey dads take their boys, take their girls off to the hockey rink we go. Grab your sticks, grab your skates.
All right, Kat, how was it last night?
You recording?
Yeah, I'm always recording. All right, Catfish, how was it last night?
It was awesome, man.
Now, this was a two-day event with ASU and NAU hockey. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, no bigger introduction this time?
Huh? No. Oh, we do that after. I got to start over again. Oh, no, I know what I'll do. Every time you say something inappropriate, we'll drop in the big...
That's cool.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the two clubs, ASU and NAU. What kind of organization do they play in? Is it a
Yeah, so last night, ASU was actually a little bit bigger. school. How this all took place, if you want a little bit of history on it, is...
Well, no, tell me about the clubs first. Tell me about the schools and what, like, divisions, how that works.
Yeah, so this is considered club hockey, not NCAA hockey. It's considered club hockey. It's the ACHA, which is the American Collegiate Hockey Association. ACHA has three divisions, Division 1, Division 2, and Division 3. It's nationwide, all the way from East Coast over to here.
So these guys do some serious traveling.
Only if they do well in their divisions.
Gotcha.
ASU won their division last year. They were the state or the national champions.
Oh, nice.
They are ranked number one this year, and NEU was ranked number four.
So we're going to see some quality skating out.
That was last night. That was for Division Two.
Cool.
Tonight is Division Three. It's actually a different two separate teams today.
Nice.
Than from last night. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, this is not the first time that you've put on exhibitions like this, right? Didn't you do this a couple years back, even when the Sun Dogs were still around?
Yeah, we always try to do some college games if I can. 2 years ago, NEU came and played. That was partly because their roof collapsed in Flagstaff from all the snow, so they needed a home. In the first couple of years, we did put together a couple of college games as well, just to mix into the Sun Dogs games.
Nice. Okay, why are they back now? We don't have hockey in this arena anymore.
We don't have hockey back. Well, I'm friends with everybody, which is kind of cool. I know all the coaches and everybody around here. How it started, as you see, ASU went to NCAA Division One, which is serious hockey. I mean, that's like right under NHL. I mean, that's really good performance hockey. So I'm good friends with Greg Powers, who's the head coach for that. When Gila River Arena went into their negotiations with the Coyotes, and they kind of shut down the arena there for a short time.
Yeah.
First thing, Greg got on the phone with me, like at midnight, woke me up and said, I need a home to play my Desert Classic. So we began negotiating and seeing if we can get the Division One teams in here, 7 or 8 games and the tournament. We had it all lined out, and then the Gila River deal with the Coyotes went through.
Gotcha.
And so they had to pull out. Why I bring all that up is because basically ASU felt pretty bad about it, and Greg felt pretty bad about it. So we just got to talking about, we can't do Division One, but let's get some club hockey going up there at least. And so that's how it all kind of started, and gave the coaches a call, and here we are.
What was the crowd like last night?
Crowd was awesome. We had over 2,000 people here.
Nice.
Which is way more than we expected. We actually, you're going to laugh at me, but for budget-wise, we only expected 300 people a game. Because that's what NAU normally pulls in their arena up there.
Well, that goes to show, one, I'm sure we got some folks that are here because of the specific teams. Maybe they traveled up or down in the case of NAU. But from what I've been watching and talking with some folks, I had a great conversation with some parents this morning. Hopefully they'll be here from out in Chino.
Yeah.
But from what I've been hearing and watching and reading on social media, Facebook and stuff, I'm betting a lot of those that were here last night and a good portion of who's going to be here tonight are those folks who have been thirsting for some hockey since the Sun Dogs went dark 2 years ago.
Section 216 was almost exactly season ticket holders.
Bob Salazar over there, I'm guessing.
Everybody, last night, our suites were full. We had a lot of the who's who in town. We had the mayor here, a lot of very important sponsors, a lot of very important people to the building. I mean, it was just like a Sun Dogs game back in the heyday.
From when they were rocking this place and packing it out. Now, how does that bode? Now, let me back up a little bit. We've got ice in the arena.
Yep.
That's not something cheap to do.
Nope.
I know it. What's the figure per day?
We estimate $1,100 a day.
And without a paying, without a franchise in here, without a full paying tenant, to be running games in here like the Sun Dogs, what were they, 32, 35 games?
33 home, games.
Something like that. I came to a couple of them. I don't remember.
Yeah, just a few. And you are.
But why is the arena putting ice on here? And you do it every year, correct?
We do, and I'm a big part of that, obviously. I push for ice every year because that's me. I'm an ice guy. But the building.
Ice. Yeah. Ice, not nice. Ice.
Ice, nice. Ice. The building was built for hockey. That's what it's made for.
Yeah.
So it's silly not to take advantage of it. Everybody that comes here to play, from youth to adult leagues to tournaments, even ones that you don't read about, you know, just little kid tournaments.
And how often does that happen?
I try to have something going every weekend, or I try to use the ice as much as possible.
From the time it comes in
day one.
Late November, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, this time we put it in, I think, we had it ready to the public for Thanksgiving.
Gotcha.
We actually installed it. Excuse me. Sorry, got the hack. But the we planned on opening it to the public on Thanksgiving, but that's a Thursday, and we ended up having the ice completed by Monday. So even with 4 days short notice, we ended up filling up those 4 days.
And I know you were out here. I remember seeing some pictures of you.
Yeah.
You
on.
So it's used for community events, the youth hockey, the club hockey that comes up. Some of the, you still running an adult league?
Still have an adult league.
Okay.
We have, excuse me, we have public skate as well.
That's what I was going to say. And then you have the public skate. Mm-hmm. Is that, that's operated by the town of Prescott Valley, correct?
That is, yeah.
But it's like $5 to come in and skate, something like
it's,
that?
I think it's $7. It's like $4 to skate and $3 to rent skates.
But it's still, it's
under $10.
It's less than a movie ticket.
And public skate is extremely popular.
They run the music. You get a lot of kids out here. It's a big, great family event. So the expense of putting the ice in, I'm guessing you guys probably aren't recouping it because of the expense. So it's a way to really involve the community and keep this event center, the arena, as kind of a hub for entertainment out here.
It is. It's very important. I mean, we're not just an entertainment facility. We're a community facility.
Yeah.
We want to be involved in the community. The big thing with the ice, because there is no Sundogs team, is not to make money, not to be profitable.
Yeah.
We just don't want to lose money. If we can break even on it, we'll keep it in all year round.
Yeah. Well, that goes to show, and again, talking with you, I haven't seen you in a while, so good to see you.
Yeah.
But in dealing so in-depth with yourself, Gary Spiker, the staff here, Paul, Scott, Jimmy that runs the concessions, hopefully I mentioned to Jimmy and Gary to pop on through here.
Sure.
I'll be here through the night, so we're hoping to get them on the mic. We'll have to use that horn a lot with Jim. but it's not, this isn't just a business. While it is a business and you guys are definitely running a business, an entity, that's not the only motivation. It's also a cornerstone for this community.
It's a cornerstone of the community. We do have some help, obviously, with public skating from the town of Prescott Valley. But,
hey.
Hey, guys.
See,
some of these folks I haven't seen in 2 years. This is great.
All in season Sundogs gear.
Yeah.
So the it's still a private business, as you know.
Yeah.
So like any private business, you can't just lose money.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that. You don't have to make money hand over fist, but you just can't lose money.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, we can break even. We'll love to do things like this for the
It's great to see that getting somewhere for the kids to go, for families to come together as a family.
Right.
I know that. I got my son down the aisle here.
Yeah, of course, my kids are coming today.
I brought him just to lug the gear, but you should have seen him coming up that elevator, walking down the hall.
He was shaking.
He was going,
so excited to be here.
I can't believe it.
All these fans are happy to be here, and even if it's college hockey, I mean, it's still great hockey. They just want to see hockey.
And that was the thing. When the Sundogs first arrived, as prep was coming in late 04, early 05, took the ice in, 06, right, if I'm not mistaken? There was no known entity, really. There were some, like yourself, some of the fans who dug deep and knew the, you know, it's kind of like knowing deep cuts on an album.
Yeah, exactly.
They knew who some of these guys were.
Sure.
But it wasn't like a known entity was coming in.
Right.
But that core group of fans that we're looking at right now, some of them coming in the arena as the doors open,
all the season ticket holders.
They came because they, one, love hockey, and two, they love the excitement of being in this smaller arena where you could really, when it's packed, you could feel it rocking. It's great.
Well, one of the critical things you see here, if you just look out over the audience, because we just opened doors, is how many Sundogs jerseys you see lying around. So one of the things that's really important there, they're showing their support that if we bring another team back, they want to be here.
And what is that? You said you had some nice nice folks here last night, some bigwigs in the community and in the sponsorship areas. What was the vibe? What was the feeling with those folks? Does it sound like folks are willing to take the plunge again?
I won't even say it was like last year's Sundogs season. It was like the first year of the Sundogs season. Remember that intense buzz and the people networking? People are happy and beers are flowing, food's going, everybody's laughing, having a good time. And I'm running game ops like for the college, and it's a lot less than a Sundogs game. It's just basically music and a couple announcements. I don't have the videos and all that stuff. So the entertainment's a little bit less, but people had an amazing time last night. They just loved to be here, and it was the buzz all over.
All right, and you mentioned the food and beverage. Of course, that's from the Gabby's Kitchen folks with Jim Cabral and Kelly Cabral, who we've recorded several times at Gabby's Gabby's Kitchen in Chino and Gabby's Grill here in Prescott Valley. Okay, Kat, I'm going to put you on the spot. Where are we at? Where are we getting hockey back here?
We will have a main tenant back. So, yeah, I have to be careful now, though. I don't think the ownership group is. I don't know. They might be watching. I don't know. Over my shoulder.
Watching. This is. It's audio.
There's a camera on me somewhere. No. The building's in Chapter 11, as we discussed before. So until Chapter 11's resolved, we can't bring a hockey team.
Gotcha.
In.
So there's the structure that needs to be solidified.
Right.
But the core group of folks, yourself, Scott, Gary,
I can
are
tell
still
you,
here.
At least once, maybe twice a week, I'm on the phone with a prospective owner of a hockey team.
All right.
So there is a tremendous amount of interest ranging. I don't want to give you any hints, but it goes all the way from the top, from the American Hockey League, which is what we want as first choice. If we can get that, that is absolutely premier. That's better than the Sundogs level. That's one down from NHL, and that's our goal. If we can't do that, we have other steps below that are willing to come in here.
Other leagues, other divisions, other entities. But one of the things, folks, is I'm looking right at the thing. April 30th, the Mile High PBR, Professional Bull Riding.
Yep.
That's a big event here. The concerts that are here, the gun shows, all the events are here. Prospective tenants, prospective clubs that are looking at arenas to go and don't want to look at an empty one. So come out. Support everything. The Rocky Mountain Nationals Wrestling Tournament in March. Home and Garden Show in May. Come out, support this arena so that when folks look at the numbers and look at the press clippings and look at the crowds that are coming, they realize this is a community that can support a professional franchise.
That's a key right there, Matt. I mean, you know, for a long time we were kind of a negative. People were giving us a negative, but everybody wants bigger and better things back here.
Yeah.
But just like any business, until we have the support of the community, we can't do that.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate everybody's support. I mean, not just coming out to the hockey games, like you said, but if you come out to some of the other events, and we have events booked all the time.
PrescottValleyEventCenter.com. They're pretty active on Facebook, social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Follow them.
You follow me.
When you follow Catfish.
Catfish_Atelli at Twitter.
And when you are at an event like this, tag the arena, tag Catfish, tag the sponsors, tag the club that you're here to see.
Right.
Let them know you support them. I know we're getting ready to start up here, Catfish, so thank you for...
I got 12 minutes. I'm going to be down below.
Thanks for sitting down here. I got to wrap up here and get on the ice as well to get some shots. I'll be talking with a few different folks throughout the evening and hopefully get Gary and or Jim on the mic as well. So thanks, Cap.
Yeah, you can come talk to me later if you want. Track down.
He was born in Big Beaver by the borderline. He started playing hockey by the time he was 9. His dad took the hose and froze the backyard. Little buddy dreamed he was Rocket Richard.
All my practice. What do you think, Matt?
What's going on, Jimmy?
What do you think of these two teams taking the ice tonight?
One of them's in white and one of them's in black and yellow.
I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the Bumblebees playing here against the Ice
Didn't
Jacks.
They play in Rio Grande?
Yeah, Rio Grande Bumblebees. Yes.
Joel Irving was on there. I went out with that guy one time. We were over tailgaters. I sprained my liver.
I heard he went out with a lot of people.
Not that way.
Oh, yeah. And sprained his liver. Yeah, he's happily married. No. Just had a new little baby
boy.
He
did. Yeah.
Very good. We're reliving in memories here from the Arizona Sundog times.
Yeah? About the same size crowd.
It is about the same. No, wait. There's somebody more.
Okay, how was it last night? You were swamped last night.
I was swamped, yeah.
What'd you have? You guys had a little party up here?
We had a party upstairs for the NAU Alumni Club.
The Alumni Club? How was the crowd?
It was good. It was big.
Couple thousand people?
Yeah, count on last night, 2,067.
Oh, nice. So, good night for you?
It was a good night. I don't like being teased.
What?
Yeah, you know, hockey game.
Yeah.
You know, when you're used to doing 33 and it's going and you got the jive going and you can feel the whole building moving, and you can feel the energy happening, and And when you do this for a living, you live for that.
Now you took over the concession stands here when? What year?
4 years ago.
4 years ago, and that was what, the fifth year of the club?
No, let me see. Club happened in 06.
Yeah.
We're in 16. It would have been 10 years, so 6 years.
So you were in this. You took it over in the sixth year?
Yeah, in the sixth year.
In the 6 years. So, but you were here almost every single night as a fan.
Oh, yeah. We own 19 season tickets. We've been involved from day one.
Why, Jimmy? Because you were here. You were like the fan.
Yeah.
Because shooting pictures in here when I needed to get pictures of a fan going nuts, I pointed it right over here to 219.
Yeah.
Why? What was the draw? Was it hockey or was it just coming out and having a good time in an arena with a cup?
Family fun and social atmosphere. And then the hockey bug takes a hold of you.
Yeah.
Then you want to watch the game. I think the connection that the team, the players, had with the community in the first 5 years was good. I thought they were interactive. You knew the guys.
Yeah.
You were fighting the battle on the ice with them.
Yeah.
And that always attracts people. You go back to the old days where you went to the high school football game and the whole town's there. Why?
Yeah.
They're there to help you fight your battle. And that's what we had in this small community.
Yeah.
And that's what was going on.
Give me some highlights of you, not a business, not like your biggest night on the till, but just highlights as a fan of the local organization. Give me a couple highlights. You were here every night.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some. What was some that stick in your head?
Yeah, I was more involved than a fan, so the other things stick in my head. I used to do their training camp food.
Yeah.
So I have fond memories of young athletes coming into town and taking them under my wing and
not knowing anybody.
Anyone. Having them over the house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, I had the team over for Thanksgiving.
Most of them from other countries don't know anybody, not alone in the States, but especially in Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I have different kind of memories. You know, I have the cup memories.
Yeah.
I went on the road with the team. We followed the team one spring break. We put on 2,900 miles. We went to five different games in as many states.
Nice.
Feeding the guys out of the RV. I went to all-star games with the guys.
Yeah.
First year one, Louisiana Shreveport, they had the all-star game. Incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Yeah, I had a great time. Those are special memories. Memories here, full houses.
I remember photographing games and having to watch where I stood because I was blocking people.
Yeah.
In the first few years.
March,
but I do that anyway.
Yeah. I hear you.
I heard your crack about my tape.
Yeah, well, that's my tape, too. March 19th, we had a game. We were down 6-1. 3 minutes and 19 seconds left. People were leaving.
Season one, right?
Season one.
Yeah.
Lappy and Bart were on the blue line, and something changed.
Yeah.
The air changed.
I was sitting right down here, shooting through the glass. I remember that.
Six,
not knowing what was going on. My friend Tammy had to explain it to me.
Yes. six goals in 3 minutes and 19 seconds to win the game. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Latondres is number 44. He's playing down. He was playing in the A, and he was playing down. He was here one night and put on a puck-handling clinic. He controlled the puck himself for like a minute and 6 seconds. From down in his own zone, brought it back, brought it down, came into the zone, skated everywhere with the puck. The rookie that was on him from another team didn't know what to do, was following him everywhere, could not take the puck away from him, and he wouldn't pass it.
Huh.
He put on a puck-handling clinic on the ice in the middle of a game. Yeah. Things like that. Those are some good memories. It's good to see people in the building
Yeah. Now, are we going to... What are your predictions for the next 18, 24, 36 months? We going to see some... Are we going to see another tenant here, you think?
Yeah, that's...
You hopeful?
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
That's a tough question, being in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Knowing everything I know.
A lot of players in the mix and, you know... Everything's got to gel just right when you're dealing with the town, corporations,
yeah, but you gotta,
franchises.
You got to have someone willing to buy a team, buy a brand, come to the area. That person then has to obtain a lease here at this building, which will have a set dollar amount.
Yeah.
Then they have to build a staff, a marketing team. They have to go back into the public and look for corporate sponsorship at the same time that they got to try to bring back season ticket holders that they had here.
Yeah.
Build ones that they didn't have here. And Prescott Valley is... The Tri-City area is a little fickle when it comes to that. They don't always want to give you that second chance.
A lot of that's a carryover from the very small town atmosphere and a lot of things done by handshakes to now in the last 15 years or so or more, influx of folks like myself from out of the area. So those two divisions really got to play together and work together to get things
done. It's tough.
Downfall
came, when the LaCroix and Fowler sold it, and that company from Canada came in.
Yeah. I think they still owe me money.
Yeah. So they owe a lot of people money.
Get in line.
Yeah. And then the recession came.
Yeah.
And... The sponsorship and the advertisers dropped, and they didn't have a person at the helm that could rebuild that.
Well, hopefully we will be able to see more events in this arena, more bodies in the seats, and that translates into more popcorn burgers and dogs and beer sales for the folks at now it's not Gabby's. What's your entity?
We call it Gabby's. It's run by my corporation, Kitchens Inc.
Kitchens Inc.
But
we
put Gabby's on that's the name brand. That's the local.
And that's
name
what. So where you got? You got Gabby's Chino Valley.
Gabby's Chino
at the roundabout at the highway. Just when you're coming into town, you can't miss it. Then you got Gabby's Prescott Valley at Spouse and Robert.
Spouse and Robert.
And then Gabby's Grill, one of my favorite places to go, where we're going to be recording in a couple of weeks, right there by the Harkins Theater, right across from the event center here. What do we got coming up? We got PBR in at the end of April.
Well, you know what?
That's
we
always
got
a good
before
one.
Before that, you know. In,
Run through.
In,
what do
in,
we got?
In February, here's the things that I know. In February, for sure, we got AIA. Now, that's the Arizona Interscholastic Association, and they put on the championship rounds or the final events for youth.
So we'll wrestling's really huge.
Wrestling and basketball. And what I find odd is people don't come out for it. And you know what? It's great youth sports.
Yeah.
And like the wrestling, that's a state final. There's not a better wrestler in the state, and they're wrestling here in our building.
Yeah.
And admission's cheap, and it's good entertainment. You can get involved. Pick a team.
Yeah.
Bet on a team. Do something. Do something.
Are you running book out of the back?
I don't know why we can't. I'm just saying. I wanted to do that with a dog show. I haven't figured out dog shows yet. Everybody sits and watches, and they look at the dogs, and they all look the same. And then one guy's going to pick the best one. I don't know why we're not laying odds on that.
I'm thinking they're looking for, like, the best white meat.
Whatever, maybe black, it don't matter.
Maybe a big barbecue the next day.
I don't know why we're not betting on it. I mean, we know what the contestants are. We don't really know what the rules are. That's the perfect time to bet.
You know Elliot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a bet right now. I think he's going to make it all the way up the steps without falling?
Oh, yeah.
Or without getting punched?
No, he'll wake up. Yeah, he'll make it up both.
I don't know.
He'll make it up all the way.
But without getting punched, that's kind of tough.
No, he's going to punch. Nobody's going to punch because he didn't make it all the way to the top.
All right, Jimmy. So what else we got? AIA.
You got a tournament. You got another wrestling tournament coming in March. What else we got in March? don't know.
I'm just watching what was on the board. There was something else in March.
That wrestling tournament's coming in March.
Gotcha. March
12th. That's a big one. That brings 1,100 wrestlers from the Southwest in. It's a big tournament, and he does it up pretty good.
PrescottValleyEventCenter.com is where the listing is. And don't forget, best breakfast and lunches around. Gabby's, both Prescott and, or excuse me, Prescott Valley and Chino.
Right, come and try some of the new steakhouse. Yeah,
the best dinners over there. Yep. Run off some specials. What do you got?
Nothing over $20.
No, yeah, but what's your?
Yeah, but that's important. Your listeners need to know that we have nothing over $20. You can't go out for dinner and get a steak, a New York strip steak or a ribeye, and not pay over $20.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Good. Quality.
You get a fresh made salad. Yeah. You get a beautiful cut of meat. We only use choice or above meat. And
some great deals on some signature sandwiches over there,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Oh, go in Chino. Go in Chino and order the Reuben. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do that.
All right, Jimmy. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
What's going on? Well.
Oh, there goes number 26.
Number 26?
What's the guy with the whistle? He blew the whistle. That's crazy. Ah. So do you like hockey, buddy?
Yes.
Do you remember coming here when you were a little baby?
Yeah.
What was it like? Was it exciting?
Yes.
What'd you do? Tell me what you did. Tell me all about it.
I can't remember.
Ah, but you had fun, right? What's the best thing about hockey? Funnel cake?
Yeah.
And what else? Popcorn?
Hey, there's goal number 11.
Goal 11, yay. Let's go 11.
Yeah, 11.
Get him, 11. Ooh, he punched 11.
Yes.
27 shoots, he misses. Oh my goodness, this is exciting.
Well, I went down to the local arena. Asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni.
All right, Wingnut.
Yes, I do.
How long have you been coming to these games? Not these, but the games here at the arena.
Since 2006.
So from year one, you got to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First off, I can never shut this guy up, and now I can't get him to speak. talk about the heyday. Give me some nice memories. Now, when you started coming, were you coming as a fan, or were you associated with a sponsor?
No.
Or a combo?
No, actually, I personally had I almost had absolutely no knowledge of hockey at the time when we first signed up the club, and I bought season tickets as a fan because it was something to come to the arena and do.
Yeah. Now you were, if I'm not mistaken, I want a little ambient coming in there, not too much though. You were in like 04, 04, 05?
204. Yeah.
204.
That's where my season tickets were for the first four seasons.
For the first four, then where'd you go?
Or
were you floating after that? Or were you
over back? In the corner on the bottom of 201.
Okay. Now, I remember seeing you down there. That was always a rocking spot. You go and you were in that flat end right just before the glass. Give me some highlights. You say you weren't much of a hockey fan.
Not originally, I wasn't.
Where'd you grow up?
In Phoenix.
In Phoenix. Yeah. So there wasn't hockey.
Oh, yeah, there definitely was. And I mean, every once in a while, we'd catch a Roadrunners game down the valley.
Roadrunners? What were they?
They were in the ECHL, AA minor league.
From way back? I don't know anything about
Roadrunners have been a club down in Phoenix for, 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for a long time.
Nice. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and way back when we had the Seals, and I remember in first grade, kindergarten, a couple of guys came to the school and did like a little assembly thing and talked about hockey, and then they went away. They left and came, went dark, similar to like what we've experienced with the Sundogs. But I did not grow up in a hockey town. I didn't know anything about hockey. Wasn't a fan.
And Phoenix really was. I mean, until the Coyotes came here, obviously, Phoenix never really was a hockey town either. But and the same thing happened with the Roadrunners. They were an organization and then disbanded for a few years and then got back in and started up the organization again. And that's happened like three different times, to the best of my knowledge. Yeah.
So, there's some folks. A good friend of mine, I think Tammy Imperia, she grew up primarily in Phoenix, but her roots are in Chicago. That's where her family's from. She's been a hockey fan her whole life, even before, you know, before anything to do with the Sundogs. Season ticket holder the first few years, got me. She's the reason I got hooked up with Shane Ferraro to do the photos.
Right.
And she would come in and help me out. She was first on my list for my comp tickets anytime she wanted them because she got me in here. But she would sit there and make fun of me day in and day out because I didn't know anything about hockey. I still don't. What we're watching right now with ASU and NAU, to me, I'll explain hockey to you. We were talking about it before I plugged the mics in. It's a bunch of guys skate around. Somebody falls, a whistle blows, and then they start again. And that's my depth of hockey knowledge.
Can you add to that? The ref throws his arm up, and somebody goes and sits in the sin bin for a couple minutes.
Sometimes. And then people yell. And then I eat nachos. That's the gist of my... So give me some highlights.
I realize carrying the cameras all around all game, you have a hard time throwing that occasional adult beverage in there from time to time.
That's not a camera bag. It's a big lunchbox. And I learned this from shooting weddings years ago. If you line your camera bag with Ziploc bags, you can take soup home.
Oh, you can use it for all kinds of lunch stuff.
All right, give me some. You were here from day one watching some Bartoloni, Lappi. Those guys play in seasons one and two. They get the cup in year two, right? In
second year.
You this saw year. Some. There was some great. Yeah. You saw some great games, some exciting games. It was exciting for me, even not knowing anything about it. Oh, ASU
scored.
Give me some highlights. What were some of your fond memories here inside of formerly Tim's, now Prescott Valley Event Center?
And what was really fun for as a new fan to hockey coming in, especially with getting season tickets, is we did kind of have a core group in our section that there was a good 15 or 20 of us that It created a whole new group of friends, and it became like a meeting place for us
here.
We met here at the arena, and it kind of became a central meeting location for everybody to just flat out get together for a common cause and have a good time.
So we are talking also. Are you hopeful that we're going to get some here? Are you definitely something you want?
Oh, I'd love to see hockey come back. I mean, you know, I had season tickets since day one, and honestly, when hockey season started, 2 years ago, and we had no hockey, it was almost like, what do we do now? Yeah. You know, we got nothing to go to.
All right, so we'll put you on the list for a definite season ticket holder when they come back on. Go out, have some fun. Thanks. You got anything to plug? Where are you working now?
I actually work for myself.
Own business?
Yeah,
plug away.
My own business now.
Plug away. What is it?
My company name. My business name is actually Arizona Hydrographics. I do hydrographic printing. It's a it's a custom form of water transfer printing.
Last time I saw you, you were still doing the communication stuff.
Right, I was working for the telephone.
Okay, so what? You got website, phone number.
I do have a web address registered, but I don't have my website built yet at this
name
time.
Name of the company again?
Arizona Hydrographics.
Hydrographics. Cool.
GRAPHIX.
All right, man. Hey, good seeing you, man.
All right, Matt. You too, bud.
Hey, have fun.
Thank you.
Way, hello up there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. That dancing drums out with so low. The puck goes down the ice. That goalie jumps at the playoff bomb. The fans all go insane. Someone roars. Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
Oh! All right, Josie, where'd you just come from?
I came from a 12-hour shift at the hospital.
At the patient, or
yeah,
you admitted. I didn't even know we had one of those mental wards around here. What do you do? Tell me what you do, because I honestly don't know.
Oh, I am a nursing assistant, so I help patients with activities of daily living, just like getting them dressed throughout the day and helping them to the bathroom and stuff. People that can't do it for themselves.
I do that. Does it pay well?
Yeah, pretty good.
Are all the patients six or under? Because I'm used to that. That's like where my wheelhouse is.
No, usually it's about 90-year-olds.
No thanks. I'm not that far off, though, so I may be on the receiving end of that help. All right, Josie.
Remind me to request not to take care of you.
Can I have that day off, please? That month off? Because honestly, I won't. You can just take your vacation. Because I have a feeling if I ever get put in a home like that, I won't last 2 weeks. So take a 2-week vacation.
All right.
I'll be dead, and then you can come. Oh, 15 got on his butt. You might have to take care of him. That was a pretty hard hit.
Okay. I'll take a college hockey boy.
Edit that part out. I'll get in trouble. Your mom will yell at me.
No, she won't.
Okay, when did you graduate high school?
I graduated May of 2014.
So 2014. So 2 years. It'll be 2 years this spring.
Yep.
And as a, is that, what's the, is that a CNA? Is that what the title is?
Yeah, Certified okay. Nursing Assistant.
And that's normally not something somebody, when did you start, first off?
As a nursing assistant?
Yeah, when did you start this?
Well, I did the program in my senior year of high school.
Okay.
And then I graduated with it, so I've been doing it for 2 years.
So you've been doing it since you've been out of school, and that is not normal, right?
Right.
I mean, in the normal educational system.
Right.
Then, what was the program like in Chino?
Well, I actually took it through Bradshaw Mountain in Prescott Valley.
Okay. Is that the C, what's it called?
CNA.
No,
JTED.
JTED,
yeah.
Okay. Because then there's the C Tech or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
There's a bunch of letters and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you
it's
graduate.
It's too much for me. I can't handle all those.
Then you graduate and you get more letters.
Exactly.
And then you, I had a lot of letters when I was in school too.
All none 26 of the alphabet?
No, none of them were C's. One of them was a C. I had a B once, and then that's about as high up
all
as
right.
the alphabet I got. I didn't show up a whole lot. I had a lot of fun, didn't show up. All right, the reason why I wanted you here, a couple reasons. One is because it's hockey back in the arena.
Yes.
Which I spent, 7 years, 6, 8 years, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
35 nights a week here, pretty much.
35 nights a week?
Yeah. 35. I'm tired. Yeah, that's why I'm so tired.
Yeah.
35 nights a season crammed into, what was it, October to March, April,
yeah.
whenever, depending on how far they went. And for the first few years, I would see you here. I knew you from your family and known you from the area, but I'd see you and some of your friends here in the arena. And like the last 3 years or so, I think,
yeah,
that I was working with the team and the team were in existence, you started coming in and helping me out, helping with the gear, running my memory cards and stuff, helping me out in the thing. But the one of the reasons why we started doing that, I'm going to kill the ambient there real quick a little bit. One of the reasons you started doing that was because you were here anyway. It was a good way to get you in for free. And it was a good way for me to get free labor and people to run down for free to the concession stands and bring
right.
me back pretzels with
and burgers.
Mustard.
Yeah,
pretzels
exactly.
So it worked out for both of us. But
yeah.
why were you such a hockey fan? Because Arizona is not traditionally known for its hockey fandom. It's the desert. It's not the ice.
That's true. I think that's why I like it. I wanted to be different. I didn't want to be the casual football fan and that every fan in Arizona is. And
that's Catfish. He's too loud. We're going to have to turn him down again.
I just really liked it because it was different. It was something that we didn't deal with before. And my family was a big fan. I grew up watching the Penguins play. So.
Gotcha. Where are the Penguins from?
Pittsburgh. Such a vast knowledge.
So you started coming to these games when you were what? 14? 15?
Probably.
Maybe
yeah, probably
younger?
14.
Okay. And knew way more hockey than I did. And then I was here every night, it felt like, till sometimes 2, 3 in the morning wrapping up my stuff. And I still knew nothing about hockey. So verse me a little in Hockey 101. Tell me what's going on right now. I know that was a guy skating. I got that part down.
Yeah, so NA and ASU. NA is taking the puck down the ice right now. Just took a shot at the goalie. We got a turnover from the puck.
Okay, what I don't... There's lots that I don't understand.
Okay.
There's lots that I don't understand. And somebody once explained it to me was it was hard for me to learn the game because I was watching it at a level where not only were the players learning the ropes, but so were the officials.
Yes.
So it was difficult to see some consistency.
That makes sense.
So I would see something happen 5 times in a period.
And it'd all be different.
And well, no, it would happen exactly the same, but one of those times somebody would get a penalty blow. And I was like,
right.
Well, why, I don't know, why was that different than the other times?
Yeah.
And somebody would explain it to me, and it made no sense. And then somebody looked at me and goes, well, it's just because the refs didn't call it because they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I could never tell if that was just you know, hometown fans booing the refs.
Right.
I don't know, but it just made no sense to me. Okay, explain icing. As far as I'm concerned, it's all icing. It's all, they play on icing.
Okay.
And then I have cake with icing.
That sounds pretty good right now. Icing is when a player takes a puck down the ice and it passes this red goal line before the player does.
Okay. So it's basically, it's almost like an, well, not like an offsides, but it's because they're you're not allowed to, like, smack the puck from one end to the other with nobody down there.
Right. It depends on where the player's at on the ice, too.
Gotcha.
If they're behind that red line, then it would be considered. If they're behind the blue line, you know, it's, it depends on where the player is at.
Okay. So it's a difference between where you hit the puck, not a ball. It's not a ball.
No, it's a puck.
Where you hit the puck and where you are, where your players are.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is there? There's no offsides, is there?
No.
Is there, no?
There's no offsides in hockey.
Okay. And the blue lines, what do those represent?
It's just parts of the ice. This is where, like, face-offs can occur, and it's just a different location that different things go on.
Okay, and they can swap in and out. This is what I know. I know this part. They can swap in and out at different intervals. They don't have to, like, wait for a timeout.
Yes.
And when you go out, unlike a pitcher, you can come back in.
Correct. That's
like basketball.
It's called a line change.
Yeah, but they can't do just one at a time, can they? Do they got to do multiple players?
Usually they do, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have to?
Not necessarily.
Okay, I want to talk about your jersey.
Oh, gosh.
Ha! It's
embarrassing.
I'm going to put pictures up of
no.
on the website. And what was that? That was like 14?
Yeah, I was 15? Probably 14.
Okay, what'd you have?
This was
an official CHL approved apparel that you could buy in the team store, right? Is that what it was?
No, not quite.
What was it?
It was a white t-shirt that I drew on with fabric markers and glitter.
And whose name was on it? Or did you have multiple?
I had multiple, but
the
very first one was Mark Kalanos, number 17.
And who was after that? I forget what his name is. I just got a message from him a couple months ago, too. I've got it. Name some of the other ones.
I had Cam Keith for a while. I had Jason Visser for a
Visser.
While.
Visser. That's right.
I love that. Jason
okay.
Visser. We're still friends on Facebook.
Now, Visser was the one where you... Was that the first time you went back by the locker room?
Yeah, we met Visser and Kalanos together.
That's what I was doing a bunch of pictures for Kalanos, and he had gone to my other job, and I was dealing with him, and I told him, I said, hey, do me a favor. At the next game, I'm going to bring somebody.
These dorky little girls. I'm going to bring these dorky girls back that have crushes on you.
You couldn't breathe. You were standing back there with your buddy.
I was shaking.
Back by the, I think it was an auction night?
It was an auction night.
I think it was. The Jersey auction night. And Kalanos and Visser were back there. And actually, it was Jason. I mentioned it to Kalanos first. He said, no problem. Then I saw Visser back there. I said, hey, Vis, I got these friends of mine. Can I bring them back? He goes, yeah, go ahead. Who is it? And I kind of laughed. I said, you probably have seen them in the arena. They've got T-shirts with your name. And he stopped. He goes, oh, wait, hold on. Hey, Mark, the T-shirt girls are coming.
Oh,
and we took some pictures. And you couldn't stand.
Oh,
so you were shaking. You couldn't breathe. And me and Tammy was helping.
Tammy
was the first Josie. She was my gopher for a while. I had to take the cheap help when I can get it. She was back there just cracking up. And I looked at Tammy. I said, this is exactly how you were season one with Lappy. So
Lappy.
Stop it. But yeah, okay. So you had an earlier appreciation, family watching the Penguins.
Yeah,
was that where your family was from back east?
No, we actually don't have any family in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. We just picked the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I've got pictures of me sitting in like Mario Lemieux jerseys that are way oversized when I'm
he's
like
a player,
4 years old.
Right?
Yeah, okay. He's a very famous hockey player.
I know. I knew the name anyway.
The name. I don't know who he is. I just know the name.
All right, so tell me about some of your memories of coming to the games, like your first few times or the first couple seasons you were coming in before you started helping me out. What are some of the highlights that come to mind?
Well, before I started helping you out, getting to meet the players when you would bring me and my friend back there, and we would always like cheer in the stands and we'd run run as fast as we could to see the players when they exited off the ice and give them high fives. And meeting Mark and Jason that first time, they signed pictures for us, and I still have them. It says, like, T-shirt girls, my biggest fan.
Were those my pictures?
Yes, and I love them.
I sent you a bill for those. I forgot. I don't think I ever
from
built
five
you
years
for
ago.
Yeah. Interest. It adds up. It adds up. I got grown mouth to feed down there. Now, that's one of the things that I talked to Jim Cabral earlier. Well, I don't know if it'll be earlier. I don't know when I'm splicing this stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the things we talked about. Not even so much the play. The excitement of watching the game going on, and that season they won the cup. And
right.
A couple of times they hit the playoffs. It wasn't even so much of that, but the fact that this is a small community we're in. It's not like a metro area, L.A., Phoenix even.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a small arena, maxed out, packed out to the gills. It's about 6,000 people. And we were packing it up pretty good the first few years, and it tapered off to where we'd get, you know, 1,500, 2,000 in the arena.
Right.
But it's a small arena, small town, small club. These guys, you know, you could be walking through the Walmart or the Costco and bump into these guys.
Yeah.
A place to find them all the time. Friday nights, Friday afternoons before the game was Olive Garden down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And people got in the habit of doing that.
Right.
Most of the players they enjoyed that. They enjoyed meeting the fans. It was a very much more relaxed atmosphere than you would find in a larger sport.
Right.
In a larger market. So for me, that was something always fun to watch, was how the players interacted both in the arena and outside the arena, whether it be a sponsored event or just at the store or whatever. Watching how they dealt with specifically the kids.
Absolutely, yeah. For sure.
And to not just be a fan and not just be a player, but hook up with them on Facebook.
Right.
And, you know, sit down and have a meal with them sometimes. Because these guys, for the most part, were not from this area, definitely. Not even from this country, mm-hmm. A lot of cases. So they didn't have family and stuff out here. And the ones that I talked to really enjoyed it. They enjoyed that small town atmosphere. And for someone like yourself, a fan who was just loving it to be able to sit and have a conversation and talk with these guys. It was fun to watch. The original coach and GM, Marco Pietranero, I don't know what, I think he had like 15 kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he had. He had a bunch of boys. And they ranged in age from, at the time, mid, late teens to little, tiny guys. And I got to watch them grow up in this arena.
Right.
From little kids. And they ran it like they were princes, because he was the king.
Yeah.
And they would cruise through the back halls and go from box to box and be back by the locker rooms. And I used to just crack up going, this is, what a great experience for these kids.
Yeah, for sure.
And watching them do that. And then Anthony comes along. He was born in 09. Tail end of 09, came to his first game. He was probably 3 months old. And then he came to games upon games upon games until 4 years old, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there telling somebody one time, I said, Marco and his family had left the team, and then they were back for something, and I saw him here, and I was mentioning to somebody. I said, it was great watching those kids grow up in here. They ran the place. Everybody knew them. High fives from fans and employees alike. And I was going on because it was really neat. And it was one of the employees who stopped me. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, what? He goes, that's Anthony does that. He runs this place.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. I said, what a great experience for that little monkey.
It's true.
Yeah. So, name off some of your favorites again. Jason.
Love Jason Visser. Mark Kalanos. I love Corey Toy. Still friends with him on Facebook. Scott Reed was always a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, he was a goalie.
Yep.
And his wife was an Olympic gold medalist, wasn't she?
Yep. For female hockey. Yep.
Goalie and female hockey. They were out here. That was when he retired. I didn't know he was retiring. It was that last game of the season, mm-hmm. and his whole family was here, his mm-hmm. mom, dad, his wife. And we were taking some pictures on the ice, and I found out the next day that was his last game. So that was kind of neat. It was neat to see.
Yeah, I loved him. Couple more. I don't know. Cam Keith was a huge one. Did I already say that?
I don't know.
We're still friends on
Facebook.
I'm not
paying attention either.
He'll message me every once in a while just checking how I'm doing. He remembers me. Tyler Butler. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Still friends with him, too. Talk to him every once in a while. His kids are awesome, too.
Good, good. So what do you want to see in this arena? What are your hopes as far as more activities here and another team?
I want hockey back.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I just love hockey.
I was talking to Catfish early, like I say, earlier, later. I don't know, whenever I'm going to splice it in. He's fairly confident. He has been since we went dark 2 years ago that we'll get another team.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah. Well, this is the second season, yeah, that it's been
dark.
Feels
like it was so long ago.
Yeah. He's confident that we'll get something soon, but, you know, the legalities and the finances with the bankruptcy protection that the arena's in, you know, everybody's kind of on a holding pattern,
right.
But there are people willing to hold and willing to take part. They just got to wait for all the T's to be crossed and the I's dotted and
right.
All that good stuff. Well, tell me what else is going on with you. We're in an intermission. It's ASU 2, NAU 0.
I don't know when
42
ASU...
shots on goal
yeah.
for ASU.
Versus 14 for yeah. NAU. That's a little sad for two periods.
Well, ASU is a much much bigger and much stronger program than NAU. Catfish told me that. So.
Which is interesting because NAU is like the colder climate.
Yeah.
You'd think
a smaller school, though. Just
that's
overall,
true.
It's
that's
just
true.
Smaller. So what else is new? What else have you been doing since you got out of school besides working with old people?
Well, you know, I love working with them old people. see, it's why I worked for you for a couple years while we were here. No, I've been in college for the past couple years. I was actually pursuing nursing, and then I decided it wasn't for me. It didn't make me happy, and what did make me happy was doing stuff like we did for the Sundogs, just even running stuff around for you, being involved in media, photography, that kind of stuff. So
you still shooting?
I am. I just bought a new camera. It's the Canon Rebel T5i.
Nice.
And I'm doing more videography than photography.
Which was always, you liked that a lot. But you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to pull that, because we had posted those couple of YouTube clips. I'll throw one of these on there, too.
Okay.
One of those on here, too. So.
Sure. That's what I've been doing. I'm taking a couple video editing classes now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, because I officially changed my major, I'm hoping to do something with that. I'm going to do some freelance work with my cousin. He's a videographer. We're going to make a documentary for a band in Flagstaff. And
what's the band?
I don't know. My cousin's doing all the detail work. I'm
now,
just
is he
shoot.
Working independently? Does he have a company? Does he have a business?
No, he does it just all himself and just... mostly by word of mouth and stuff, but he's doing pretty good and he's got some really good experience with it, so
nice.
I'm excited to help him out with that.
Well, fun. Well, yeah. Thanks for coming by. What else can you tell me about hockey that I don't know, starting with what are those guys doing down there with the net?
The Zambonis just came out.
Okay. Why do they wiggle it around like that?
So it doesn't get stuck to the fresh ice.
I knew that. I knew that. Somebody told me that once before.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, hey, BehindTheMask.com is one of the sponsors. That's what's on the board right now. But check out PrescottValleyEventCenter.com for a schedule, because that's one of the things we mentioned in my talk with Catfish, is to make sure when potential clubs, organizations are looking to fill an arena and move their franchise, move their basically what it boils down to is move their dollars.
Right.
If they're going to move their dollars somewhere, they want to make sure that the community is ready to support whatever they bring, whether that be, hockey, arena football, basketball, whatever, that the community is ready to support that and put some butts in the seats. So check out PrescottValleyEventCenter.com for their full calendar, including the AIA Championship Sports in Basketball and Wrestling that are coming up. I think they got a big cheer competition coming up as well. Several events in March, and April is a biggie. April something, I forget when it is, I'm waiting, they're not changing the board, is the PBR Professional Bull Riding in April. And we are, it's something else, I forgot to tell you, Josie. February 21st, we're doing a show at a podcast at Gabby's Grill. It's a Sunday at 5 p.m. where we will be similar. If you haven't heard it, check back at milehighshow.com and look at our Star Wars episode from the month of December, just before the new Star Wars Episode 7 came out. We got a panel together and discussed the entire franchise with some big Star Wars experts, of which I am not. I know almost as much about Star Wars as I know about hockey. So these guys were trying to educate me. We had a great crowd of about 40 folks show up and be part of the audience. February 21st, we're doing it again back at Gabby's Grill. We will be doing a Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice show. I'm not going to say who's going to be there, but we have somebody closely associated with the DC Universe who will be there. We've got a few members of local media, and we're going to have some live music presented and performed right there at the show at Gabby's Grill, February 21st at 5 p.m., and we'll have lots of giveaways. We'll have some little things you can take home that are just fun, and a couple of big ones. We've got a trip.
Ooh.
That we're giving away. We're going to have some tickets to that PBR.
Right,
we're going to have some movie tickets. We're going to have some little Batman and Superman giveaway stuff. That movie comes out March, I want to say 16th or 26th. March something with a 6 in it is when that movie comes out. And we will be discussing it and sharing some Batman memories on February 21st. And we got, I just say this, we got some good guests that will be there. And we've got some fun stuff to take away. Josie, thanks for kicking back.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to sit back and watch period three. And that's another thing. They don't have quarters.
That's true.
They don't have quarters or innings in hockey. I learned that the first year. When I told somebody, I said, what quarter is it?
And they just looked at you.
No, they threw something at me.
Ah.
All right. Well, thanks, Josie. And check out PrescottValleyEventCenter.com and come out, support the arena, support their sponsors, support the Mile High Show, of course. Oh, you know what else we got on that Mile High Show? We got a Donate Here button.
Ooh.
Where you can click it and give us money through PayPal.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got, I didn't pull it up. I'll drop it in later. We got an Amazon link, so you can go in there and buy stuff on Amazon, and we get money back.
Wow.
And you can go get an
audible.
This is what we're going to do. Watch. You can go to audible.com. Click the button on milehighshow.com for the Audible link. It'll take you to a 30-day free trial where you get a free download from over 180,000 titles like this one. And I'm going to splice in a title right there. So.
All right.
Perfect. It'll be really quiet. And yeah, get that book. And it's free, and we get money back from Audible because they know you got there through us. All righty, back to the action. NAU, ASU. ASU's up by 2. It's the third period. And don't forget, milehighshow.com every Monday and Wednesday. Available on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher.